So today's topic is brought to you by my shower. I just had a shower and literally just sprinted downstairs and I was like, I need to talk about this because it's something that isn't really talked about in the way that I'm going to talk about it right now. It's something that you hear about, but you don't take it as seriously as you need to take it. And I wish someone had really, really told me how important this was and what I needed to look out for, like things that really could contribute to my growth and things that really were like, hey, that's a warning sign. This is not for your growth. So as you guys know by now, well, maybe you do, maybe you don't, maybe you're new and this is your first episode. If so, hello, nice to meet you. I'm Sasha. But for those of you who have gotten to know me, you know that I reference nature all the time because nature evolves all the time. Nature is always growing or going through a cycle of, you know, even when nature is in the period of fall where like trees lose their leaves, what happens is that they shed those leaves, the leaves get into the ground, later on these leaves are going to nourish the ground. So no matter what's going on, there's an ecosystem. And there's always something in nature benefiting from this. So what I want to talk about today in terms of growth has a lot to do with nature and trees. And trees grow in environments that are suitable for their growth. And they don't grow and they die in environments that are not suitable for their growth, right? That makes sense. I hope you're saying like, yeah, okay, Sash, move on. Give us the lesson. So the lesson here is that you are the same. You are like a tree. And there are people in your life that will freaking champion you for your growth. They're going to help you grow. They're going to make you want to be the best version of yourself. They're not going to push you to be skinnier. They're not going to push you to be more muscular. They're not going to tell you what to do. But what they're going to tell you is, hey, I believe in you. I know that inside of you there's magic. I know that inside of you there's a potential. Like, you are so amazing. Whatever you do, I trust you. I trust you. I believe in you. You are meant for amazing things. Like, I just know it, and you have my full support. And you go home and you're like, oh my God, like, this person fucking believes in me, and it feels so good. And it's such a nice feeling. As opposed to people who are like, hey, you should really like consider doing this, or maybe you should read this book, or maybe blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. What's the difference between one and the other? Well, the person on the other end is both of them think that they're helping you. And I was the person who was kind of like, hey, like, here's this amazing book I read. I think you would love it. And then I realized that people don't want to be told what to do. I never want to be told what to do. Like, that is not the most helpful thing for me. I want to remind myself. I want to be reminded of my strength. Now I can do that by myself. Now I'm like, there's the voice inside of me of doubt. There's the voice inside of me that says, hey, like, you're not good enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not skinny enough. You're not hot enough. You're not smart enough. You're not whatever enough. And then I know how to shut her up. Like, I know that she's not telling the truth. I know that that's the voice of people who have put me down in my life. I know it's the voice of the television I watched when I was growing up. I know it's the voice of whoever. I know it's not my voice. I know it's just a voice in my head because it's been conditioned in my head, but it's not the truth. This is not the truth. And this is why it's important to really pay attention to what actually matters and how to actually help people in your life. A lot of people come to me and they say, how do you deal with like your partner or a friend or my mom or my dad or something? People don't want you to tell them what to do, especially if you're a new coach, especially if you're a new teacher. Like, people don't want to, they don't want you to tell them what to do. They want to be reminded of their strength. People don't want you to tell them what to do. They want to be reminded of their strength. And this is my approach with teaching. This is my approach with coaching, whatever you want to call it. Am I a teacher? Am I a coach? Whatever you want to call it. I'm a guide. I'm someone who you can turn to. And you can count on me if you talk to me, even if it's just a friend setting. I'm annoyingly fucking positive. It's actually annoying. And one of my oldest friends, she is not into, like, she's not into this. And she doesn't like it if she can't tell me that she's having a bad day. And I'm just like, yeah, but like, look how great, like, look how amazing this is. She's like, fucking let me vent. Like, let me vent for a second. I just like won't have it. Like, I won't be able to. I'll be like, okay, but you know that you can change this, right? So I'm very annoying with that. And I won't let you fight for your limitations. I will remind you that you are always the one in charge, right? You are always, 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 always in charge. There's no other reason that you're suffering. That, like, there's always a solution to the suffering, right? Maybe it's temporary pain, but there's no need for long-term suffering. Either it's physical suffering and you're saying to me, Sasha, you don't understand, you've never dealt with this. And I'd be like, okay, well, maybe you can change the way you perceive this, right? It's always like the resistance is the suffering. And then the doing is temporary pain. So that being said, I just want to allude to the fact that the big takeaway for you is this. And please, if you listen to nothing else that I say, listen to this little thing. Because this is the yum yum. This is the gooey gooey. This is the like $10,000 answer. This is the thing that is going to change your day today. Please listen to this. Please. I will say it. Please just fucking listen. Like, whatever you're doing, if you're driving and you're barely paying attention, listen to this right now. Okay, now that I have your attention, what I want to say to you is community builds identity. Community builds identity. Community builds identity. Okay, so I think you heard me. What is community? And it's not just community, but see, really, it's about your environment. And what is your environment? It's a relationships. A lot of people come to me and they say, again, like, they want to change their partner. They want to change their mom. They want to change their dad. They don't know how to deal with them. And they think that they have to educate them. But really, they don't. They don't. They have to choose better for themselves. They have to choose to not be in resistance. They have to be so cool with themselves that their partner, their mom, their friend can also do the same. Because when you are being chilled and you're not actually in resistance with someone else, which, by the way, I'm not perfect at. Like, I'm a human. I'm starting to grow my awareness on this, and my habits are changing, and my conversation with my husband are really changing. Even when he's just trying to make me understand something, I'm just a lot more patient. In the past, I was this fireball of just like screaming and like, don't trigger me. But at the same time, I'm like, whoa, that was not great. I would say that it's been almost 2 years. I remember the first day like of like me really not engaging and fighting and not having a screaming match in order to communicate. I remember choosing, like consciously choosing to be quiet, to be calm, to be really patient with him. Oh my God. It's 1:11 p.m. and he just texted me. I mean, what the fuck? I think everybody knows how obsessed I am with my husband. I think everybody's heard me completely go gaga over him. He's amazing in so many levels. And that doesn't mean that he's doing exactly what I'm doing. Trust me, Max is not into human design that much. Like, he's into tarot, but he's not into what I'm into. He doesn't study astrology as much as I do, or at all. He doesn't do what I do at all. Like, let's be real. He doesn't do anything that I do. I don't think I've ever seen him meditate. He listens to sounds of the ocean, which is his way of meditating, which I think is probably even better sometimes than mine. So he's got his own shit going on. I have my own shit going on. And it's not cool for me to try to impose my way of thinking on him. And at the beginning, I'm not going to lie, like, I was just like so mind blown by the work I was doing and the things I was learning that I wanted to be like, hey, you can also be this happy too. And he was just like, fuck off. Like, that's not cool. What's better? What's a better approach? And something that I found to be so sexy and so empowering and just so life-changing for a relationship is to just remind the person of who they want to be for you. Remind the person of who they want to be for you. Because remember, when we talked about community strengthens identity, what we mean by that is you need to decide the identity that you want to have. And then when you start to treat yourself like that, when you start to, oh, what do you want? You want him to make a bath for you? Start making a bath for yourself. Like, you know, if you want him to cook dinner for you, start cooking dinner for yourself. If you want things to be given to you by other people, treat yourself the way you want other people to treat you. You can't get mad at your husband or at your wife or at whoever if you want them to do something that you're not even doing for yourself. If you're not doing something for yourself, you can't ask other people to do it for you. So another thing that I want to say on that, which is like a little bit of a step up. So this is for the people who are not really entry level. Like you've been, you understand this. You understand that community fosters identity, right? Community really builds identity. If you surround yourself with people who are doing things that you want to do, you're going to level the fuck up. Like it's just the way it is. That's how nature is. That's how it works. So that's why like my free Facebook community is so banging. Like it's so fucking amazing in there. People don't post my life sucks so much in there. Like no fucking way. Because all of us would be like, so what's your solution? Like no one would just like let you freaking swim in your misery. Like people would be like, hey, that sucks. But like, what's the solution? Like, how can you help yourself? People would mirror their strength back to them. It's a freaking empowered community. And no one is perfect. I'm just trying to say, like, no one is perfect in there. It's just that we have the mindset of instead of swimming in the misery, swimming in the victim mindset, we remember. We fucking remember who the fuck we are. Like, we, by the way, shout out Victoria Welsh for this. I wasn't even thinking about you, but just came out and I thought about you. That's her word for the year, everybody. But we remember that we are empowered. We remember that we have strength. We remember that we have a choice. We remember that everything in our life is a decision that we have made at one point or another. And you might say to me, but Sasha, like, I have no money. I can't move right now. It's not impossible. Like, you are looking for all the reasons why you can't. And I'm telling you, cool. That's great. That's part of your brain. And then there's this other part who's also like super fucking empowered, who rises the fuck up when shit gets hard and who says, okay, cool. Like, that's my reality. I see what's going on. It's not what I like. So how can I change it? How can I improve it? When you just ask that question, how can I level up my life? How can I improve my life 1% today? If you like literally pause this, write this down. How can I level up my life 1% today? 1%. So maybe for you, it's like taking a really long bath. Maybe for you, it's painting your nails, right? Like I bet all of you have nail polish in your house. Like just paint your fucking nails. It's so small, but it makes such a difference. Or how about this? How about doing your makeup extra nice, like wearing a shirt, like be a little bit overdressed for no reason. Do that 1% that actually kicks you into just a little bit higher. And guess what? Over time, these little 1%, 1%, 1%, 1%, boom. Like you're just like, fuck yeah. And like what's going to happen is the more that you treat yourself the way you want other people to treat you, you are literally the person making you feel better. Other people are going to recognize that and they're going to treat you better. And that is the magic. I'm giving it to you. Like, this is the magic. This is everything right here. Start treating yourself better and watch the world respond. It is the sexiest, most exciting, most beautiful, most magical thing. And like some of you right now are saying, oh, you're fucking crazy, Sash. Okay, cool. Well, I'm having a lot of fucking fun in life. I'm experiencing a lot of freaking fulfillment. People come out of nowhere and tell me I've changed their life. I'm not a magician. I'm not special. I am ridiculously, unrealistically committed to living a better fucking life. I am unrealistic about it. I actually got a card on my birthday from my sister-in-law. I freaking love her. And she said, what did she say? She's like, I've never met someone more committed to being happy than you. And she knows that I've been very, very, very severely depressed. So imagine the freaking full circle moment for me that I'm being recognized from someone who has really seen me cry, someone who has seen that I was in so much pain, someone who has been there and seen my up level. We're not that close, but she's really seen it from afar. And she says to me, I've never met someone so committed to their happiness. And it's not happiness that I'm committed to, it's fulfillment. Right? If it was just like temporary happiness, you would see me just like always trying to have a good time without actually really getting it from the inside. Right? You would see me trying to look for external things to make myself happy. Instead, I'm not like that. I'm not really materialistic. Like, I'm very into the things that matter the most for me to make my happiness is my personal space, my personal time, having the time to be curious, having the time to meditate, having the time to really get to know myself has been the most luxurious thing, the most luxurious feeling for me. That's been extremely fulfilling for me. Literally, having the space to think. That matters more for me than just like going to TJ Maxx and buying like a nice pair of jeans, which I used to do in the past. That would make me happy for like an hour, maybe 2 hours if I wore them again. And I'd be like, oh, my ass looks fucking great in this, like, which makes me happy, which is like another thing. But it's that's exterior. If you need things to make you happy, you that's not sustainable happiness. So just to go back to what we were talking about earlier, how community fosters identity, is that when you surround yourself with people who remind you of the fucking badass that you are, and all of us have this inside of us, it's just that maybe the environment around us prefers to keep us small. Maybe the environment around us is people that they don't want to change. So when you feel like you want to change and they see that you want to change, it threatens their paradigm. It threatens their model of reality. When they, the world they live in, when you challenge that way of living, they're like, oh, you're fucking crazy. Like, that's not real life. They try to tell you that your dreams are not attainable. And they're actually trying to prevent you. They're doing this because they genuinely think that you'll die if you follow your dreams. They'll die if you believe it. Like, they really want to prevent you from death. They really think you're going to die if you follow your dreams. They think you're going to die if you don't do exactly what society tells you to do. They think you're going to end up on the streets, like $40,000 in debt. Like, they have no belief in you. And when someone says, I don't believe in you, they say it in, they don't say, I don't believe in you. They don't say, I love you, but, like, they say, are you sure you want to do that? Like, are you sure that's a good idea? I heard on the radio that people don't do that. Are you sure you want to be a nutritionist? Like, I heard people don't do that. You know, my sister tried to do that and she like made no money. Like, or like, they really fucking project their biggest fears on you. And that is their version of saying, I don't believe in you. And when you hear that, you have to be able to recognize it. You have to be able to be sharp like an eagle and be like, that might be true for you, but it ain't true for me. I am not like that. I am way stronger than that. Because for me, this is my truth because I believe in myself. The believing in yourself is such, like, people have made it sound so cheesy, but it's like, please break this down. Like, please just swallow this up real quick. Believing in yourself is saying, I love myself enough to fucking follow my dreams. I love myself enough to trust myself to make a decision for my own fulfillment, for my own happiness. Believing in yourself is self-love. Believing in yourself is self-fucking-worth. Are you worthy of believing in yourself? Or are you still believing the limitations that everybody else is projecting onto you? Because all they're doing is like just throwing their limitations on you and you're just like absorbing them and you're keeping them. There's people in life who remind you that you're a fucking winner and that you're meant to fucking go against the sheep pack. You're meant to go forge your own path, be a trailblazer. Like someone said to me in a DM yesterday, she's like, you just don't do things the normal way. Like you swear a little too much. Like you, and yet it feels right somehow. Like it doesn't seem like harsh. It's almost like extremely loving. It's like this harshness of like love. It's like this surge of love. And I was like, wow, I think that's the nicest compliment. Someone that can, instead of taking me and saying, well, I judge everybody that swears because everybody that swears is a pirate and they suck. instead of fucking coming from that super low, super low judgmental mentality, she was like, hey, I get you. Like, you're the real deal. You're passionate as fuck. And it comes through. She's like, your heart is there. And everybody can feel it. And even if you're not doing anything like normal people, you're not trying to put yourself in a box. I am not trying to put myself in the box. And this is part of my journey is, you know, I've been put in so many different boxes in my life. Let me reframe that. I have agreed to enter in specific boxes because that's the way I thought I was going to receive love. I thought, let me fit in all the boxes and I will receive love. So what did I do? I pretended that I don't swear. I stopped myself. And what happens when you start to filter yourself with the bad words, aka, I don't think they're bad. They're just a fucking word. Okay. I think a bad word is, are you sure? Like, that's so much worse because that's so much more toxic. The F word isn't a bad word. It's the energy behind the word. Because when you say to someone, are you sure you want to do that? That is the most constricting, most imprisoning fucking thing you could do to someone. That's saying that you're literally saying to them, don't trust yourself. I know better for you. And that is so disempowering. You're taking all the energy out of that person. That person worked so hard to believe in themselves. And then there you are popping that fucking balloon. I'm here to say, fuck that. And I'm here to help you recognize that there's people who are going to throw their limitations at you. And you have to be sharp enough to realize that. And you have to know that there's people who are not going to do that. And there's people who are going to say, babe, like, you are not meant to live a life that everybody set up for you. You are meant to live your own life. And you are the only person in the world who is meant to discover what that life is. And, you know, there's this thing called dharma. Like, what are you meant to do? Like, why did you incarnate on this earth? Why are you here in the first place? And we can get all esoteric on that. And I think that's going to be for another episode. But, like, why the hell did you manifest into 3D reality? If this is too evolved for you, I'm sorry. But, like, you are just a conglomeration, like, over and over and over. Like, an accumulation, a bunch of little snowballs, just, like, piling energy, and you become like 3D. You become something, so you can always change yourself. Every 7 years, every single cell on your body rechanges. It's just the DNA. But you can become the best version of yourself. You can always choose to redesign yourself, and I so fucking believe in you. If you're listening to this podcast, you're already winning. Like, you're already ahead of so many people. Just because you believe in yourself. You're telling yourself, if I listen to this, I might actually change. So let this episode actually be the catalyst. Let this episode be the thing that, holy shit. Oh my God. I'm so fucking activated right now. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do next. Like, maybe I'm going to start planning to leave my job. Maybe I'm going to start putting like $2 a day aside. You know, just, and then put that, like, I'm going to leave my job soon. And, like, you get excited about saving money instead of just being like, oh, fuck, I hate saving money. You get excited because you're literally investing in your future. You're literally investing in the future possibilities of who you could be. So if you're having issues becoming someone better, choosing better, making better decisions for yourself, look at the people around you. Look at the bullshit they're feeding you. Are they treating you like the identity of the person you used to be? Are they projecting their limitations onto you? Or are they creating a frame for you to step into? Are they treating you like the best version you could be? Are they reminding you of your strength? Are they reminding you that you can do everything? Are they reminding you that you can do anything? Are they reminding you that they believe in you? They fucking believe in you. And they know that you may have not done this yet, but they just believe that you're going to just figure it out. Because if you have someone like that in your life, it's not just about accepting who you are, because that's important. That's another thing. But if someone's accepting your bullshit and your mediocrity, you need to get better friends. Right? There's friends that are there for you, but if you're constantly around someone who just accepts your BS, are they helping you? Like, just be real with me for a second. I know this is a little like left field, but if you're around someone who never challenges you to be your best self, are they really helping you? Someone's like, oh, just like take off for today. Like, don't do that today. Like, don't be so hard on yourself. there is a balance, but wouldn't you want someone to tell you, hey, I've noticed that you're making decisions because you're afraid. I've noticed that you're settling. I've noticed that you take a lot of shit from these people. And it's not about going crazy and like screaming at people and, you know, like not being a doormat, which isn't the best thing, by the way. It's not, that's not empowered. That's like ego triggered. But what I'm talking about is people who remind you that you can really trust yourself. People who remind you that you know deep down, you know what you're not available for. Like if that job is really hurting your integrity and your authenticity and you can't be yourself, you can't like literally, you can't express yourself creatively. You can't like you have such an urge and you're repressing that and pretending it's not there. Babe, come on. Come on. If you don't have any friends like that, let me be the person. If you're listening to this, you're better than that. You're just like, that's it. Like, you're not supposed to stop learning at like freaking 20 years old. You're supposed to continue learning your whole fucking life. It gets to be so good. But you got to get your head out of your ass. And I love you. But you're better than that. And I really do love you. Like, I honestly love you so much that I won't let you settle for bullshit in your life. So I hope this episode was really helpful for you today. And I hope that you're going to remember to believe in yourself and pay attention to the people who are around you in life, who feed you your strength and not the people who project limitations at you. Okay. Pay attention. Be sharp like an eagle. I don't know why an eagle's so sharp, but you get it. I love you. Bye-bye.